All right, we are here. And as we begin this experience, we suggest that you get in a position that's comfortable for you. A position in which you can stay for the period of time most comfortable of all positions. That you can stay quiet in that position, balanced as well as you can, comfortable as you can, in such a way that hopefully you won't fall asleep, but will be able to participate not only on the subconscious and unconscious, which you can asleep, of course, but also on the conscious level. And so, finding that position to close your eyes and to let yourself relax in the way you know best for you. Perhaps it is to relax from your toes, ankles, knees, thighs, up through the top of your head, or perhaps it is just to give a nice deep sigh and just sink into total liquid relaxation. However it is, to let yourself relax now. And relax now more deeply. Becoming relaxed more deeply now. As we will count you down from 7 to 1. And with each descending number, you're going to be more relaxed, more prepared for the healing, the opening, and the receiving of your life. So by the time you hear the number 1 the next time, you will be in the most appropriate level and depth of relaxation and in a contextual energy vibrational frame in order to make the most of this process and experience. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Deeper and deeper and relaxed you go. 2, and now 1. You're there. In a wonderfully delightful place of relaxation. So let your mind now open to being in a beautiful place. Just let it come to you. Let yourself receive this image of a beautiful, beautiful place. It's a place that's safe, comfortable, uplifting. You can feel more expansive here, freer, more adventurous, and more powerful. A beautiful, beautiful place for you. It could be by the ocean or in the mountains or anywhere in between. Let yourself just imagine this place now. Imagination, the link to the fifth dimension. Let yourself imagine. And let yourself make it as real as you can so that you can really sense and feel that you are there to the extent that you can. Smell it, taste it, touch it, hear it. Yes, and finally see it. And as you imbibe these energies of beauty and safety and with a sense of love and expansion of yourself, you recognize that this is a place that holds a frequency, a beautiful energy for you. A place where you could receive, a place where you could understand and tap into a reservoir of safety, of love, of freedom, of strength and power. A place that would be easier for you to really acknowledge the phenomenal being that you are, the light being, the crystalline light that you are. And so as you are aware of this, you sense around you as if coming with the wings of angels, beating soundlessly but sending bubbles of love, golden waves of joy and love and more love and unconditional acceptance and love surrounding you, the spirit of the angels, your unseen friends, your spirit guides, your other higher aspects of you. They are gathering, dear one, for you. For you. And sense them surround you. As if you are in the center of a circle and they forming the perimeters. Maybe not just one deep, but maybe two or three deep. There they are, glorious light beings, loving, powerful spirit friends. There are the extraterrestrials you've spent other lifetimes with on other planets, healers, prophets, archangels, ascended masters, a whole bunch, the whole team is here. Recognize they are here for you to enable your capacity to receive to be the maximum that it can be. And surrounded with all this love, feeling safer even than before, feeling more relaxed than before. One's a special glowing being from this circle lifts out of the circle towards you and comes up to you. Hard to see because they're so bright. Yet there is a familiarity about them that maybe your conscious mind and your physical daily life does not recognize, but your subconscious and unconscious selves and the memory of who you have been certainly does. These being, this being of light, special for you, comes up to you. You may be able to tell if it's male or female, what it's wearing. But it's not important. What is important is to feel the resonance of the acceptance. This is your guide, your chief guide today. And they say to you, "Dear one, we have waited a long time for this. We are glad that you are ready. We are glad that you are willing to let go of your walls, which have made your life a veritable prison for yourself in one way or another. We are delighted for the opportunity to assist you in opening your receiving so that you can receive all the love, the wealth, the health and the joy that your reality has to offer. And with that, they place a hand upon your heart, just over your heart. You can feel the light. You can feel the energy. It's vibrating, perhaps even pulsing, but so gentle, so loving. It goes deep. It doesn't burn, but it's hot. It has a warmth beyond the human physical plane. This love energy that pours from this hand into you enables you to feel softer, more vulnerable, and more willing to receive. And they say now, all right. All right, dear one. You have a wall around you. A fence. A wall. A big imposing one or a small one, but you have a wall around you. A wall that you've built based on a fear. A wall maintained by your internal parental self. We ask you now, are you willing? Are you willing to free yourself from your prison? Are you willing to risk the love, the glory, the all that is? Are you willing to let go of your wall? And you let them know, as always, telepathically, you speak to them as they to you. And you say yes. And you know that this is a significant step for you. Because all the defenses that you've made throughout your whole life, and you've invested so much time and energy into, will no longer have the same value, capacity, or significance that it ever has had before. You know by saying yes that you will never be the same again if you are willing and if you do allow yourself to release that primal survival structure of the wall. And they say to you, thank you, dear one. We appreciate your willingness to trust us and our love for you to assist you at this timing. And now you feel that, yes, you had a wall, a surrounding feature around you. You sense it now. Because the attention of this whole group is now placed upon your wall. It's as if by their very attention that you can feel it vibrating around you. And you can sense for the first time, perhaps, in your life, how completely it has sealed you from experiencing the fullness of yourself. Even a little one has interrupted your awareness, has limited your capacity. So let yourself sense it, vibrating as they put their attention upon it. And let yourself now feel it dissolve. Dissolve in the light of their attention. Dissolve according to your choice. Dissolving, dissolving, dissolving. And that's all it takes is choice. It's gone. Feel the empty space. Feel a sense of a great expanse around you. They are so light, those who surround you, so incredibly light. Beautiful, beautiful space around you. So marvelous. Free, light, and expansive. And now, this one returns to you and say, "All right, dear one, we are ready now for the next step. Are you?" And you say, "Yes." And they say to you, "All right now, dear one, go within now as we touch you again. Go within to your receiving room. Go to where you put your receiving room. Go to that place now. Go to that room, small or big, tight, loose, narrow, short, dark, light. Go to that place, dear one." And in your mind, you let yourself drift now into your receiving room. And as you do that, you see yourself there, the one that is you that lives in the receiving room, the representative of you. That self that may be frightened, that self that may feel like this is their refuge and they're going to hide out here. That self that is there. And you see that self as if it were you looking in a mirror, looking just like you, the way you look today. And you see this person, this self, and they see you. And they come with smiles and they say, "Oh, you're finally here. You're finally here. I've been waiting for you." And you tell them, "Yes, we're ready. We're ready to receive." And they will tell you, "Well, I don't know quite if I'm ready to receive yet. I have this fear. I have this concern." And you reach out and you take their hands and you look in their eyes and you say to them, "Do not worry. Do not fear. I am here. And the future is glorious." And if you don't feel really strong about saying that, let this light being, this beautiful, familiar light being, say that for you to them. And you can see the hope in their eye. You can see the tear in their eye. Oh yes, they've always wanted to be able to receive. They've always wanted to have everything. They've always wanted that wealth and health and love. And you bring them to you and you hold that self. And now, you and that self are approached by the light being who says, "Are you both ready? Are you both ready to open up your receiving, to expand and let the world, the universe, the friendly, loving, supportive universe in for you?" And you say, "Yes." And that other you that lives there also says, "Yes." And so now, everyone around the outer circles, perhaps you don't even see them because they're outside of the room, everyone begins to move the energies and move the lights, and a tremendous amount of light grids, beams of lights going here, thither, and yon, and light filling up the room, light expanding the room, and the room is expanding more and more and more and more. And as it does so, you feel and you know to do this. You walk to your entrance. And you fling it open, wide and full, and you say, "Yes, yes, universe, I am willing to receive you. I'm willing to feel safe and loved and to receive everything of life, to have a complete and full and glorious life. Yes, I am ready. And let the energy come in like a river of light. It comes to you. You can see it coming. And it's filled with love, and it's filled with joy, and it's magnificent. And you can see it sparkling in iridescent shades, a beautiful river of light coming. Here it comes to you. And at the count of three, it will reach you. One, two, and three. It reaches you like a river. And although a river would probably sweep you away, this moves right through you. And it cleans out of your body, out of every cell, out of every particle of light in your very body, every resistance to receiving, every energy that could stand in the way or judgment or limitation or belief that can hold you in your prison, in your limitation anymore. And it sweeps into your receiving room and it cleans out this room. It cleans everything. It cleans and sparkles and cleans and sparkles and expands and sparkles and expands and expands and expands and expands. And all sorts of glorious things are starting to appear in this river as it swirls about, and the light beams are going hither, thither, and yon. And as you look around this room, you can see things popping in, things that you desire. Loved ones, happy, healthy, glorious, wealth, things that you desire, opportunities you yearn for, things of great magnitude and meaning for you, things that you love, things you desire. All things are coming into this room, are showing up in full color, in full light, radiant, beautiful things. And you let your heart open and let your desire expand, your desire and your imagination expand to open up to, oh yes, and that, yes, and that, oh yeah, and here's, this is here too. Oh my gosh, how wonderful. And you're letting it all in, and you're letting it all in, and you're letting it all of it in. Filled with light and love, you feel lifted, you feel bright, you feel powerful, strong, expanding, as if your energy field is expanding out for miles in every direction. You're feeling a strength, a feeling, a beautiful, beautiful resonance of freedom. Oh, no more limitation. No more limitation. Safety. Complete and total safety, no more limitation. Ah, the abundance, the bounty. The universe has so much for you, dear one, and it's pouring it in. More and more, more time, more money, more health, more joy, more of everything. Pouring, pouring, pouring. So much you're not keeping track of it anymore. Your room of receiving has gotten huge. So much you can't even tell where the boundary is anymore. Where the walls used to be, they no longer exist. There's just a river of light filled with wonderful bounty. So much spreading out infinitely in all directions. And as you hold this resonance, feeling the imagination, just incredibly huge, detailed, gorgeous, feeling the desire, luscious, passionate, open and free. Yes, you're free to desire to whatever extent you wish. You can desire for everything you want. Not just, can I have this please? But everything is yours. And as you stand there at the open door, you see before you another light, brighter, brighter than the river. So bright that it blinds you as much as you can see it, like a slit in time-space, or like a portal, a door, coming closer, coming larger. So brilliant, with radiating beams of light coming out of it. And you know right away it is the future. the destiny future. It is meant to be. It is written in stone, so to speak. You chose this future, and there it is in front of you, closer than ever before. The future you came to be part of, the future you came to create, the future you came to be the link, the bridge to. And there it shines radiant, and you seem how to know instinctively what to do. A beam of light you project out of your root chakra, the base of your spine, forward to this, into this portal, as if it were to connect with the root chakra of your future self, who you cannot see it, too bright, but you know they're there. They're there living this life. Connecting your root chakra with them, sending out this beam, kind of roughly red, glorious, to that, into that light. You feel it connect. You don't know how you know, but you know that it's connected. And then you go to the second chakra, the sacral chakra, right out from above the pubic bone, directly in a beautiful orange, rich, wondrous orange beam of light, right into that portal. And it connects. Third chakra, solar plexus, stomach, yellow, beautiful beam of yellow right into that portal, into that opening, into that doorway of light. Ooh, you can feel it connect, feeling a sense of opening. And then from your heart, with all the love that you can muster, a beautiful green beam of light into that portal, into that opening. Ah, and as it connects to the throat, to the base of the throat, a beautiful blue light into that portal. Yes. Oh, connecting. And then from your third eye into that portal. From between your eyebrows, a beautiful purple, bluish purple, indigo blue, rich, neon day glow blue, glorious resonant blue right in there. Yeah, connecting with the vision of your future. And then your crown, beautiful violet, pale violet, beam of light into that, near the top of that portal. You send it in, these beautiful beams of light now coming from you, connecting into that incredible light future you don't see the details of, but you feel with the intensity. This is the intensity of the monad. It is the intensity of nine suns placed one upon each other. That's why it's so bright. You can't really see it. But out of this portal, out of this future destiny, comes a beam of light following the channel of your root chakra beam. From their root chakra to yours, glorious, bigger, expanded, huge beam of light coming to your root, saying, yes, you are safe. And feel it. Feel the safety. Feel the link. Feel the connection with safety in your future. You will be futurely safe. You will be safe. Then, to the second chakra, you can feel the beam coming through the very resonant wire that you laid out, coming back to you, stronger, more glorious than ever before, a beautiful orange, sparkling orange, beautiful, almost a peach because of its sparkles, back into your second chakra. Oh yes, the passion, the desire, the capacity to have pleasure and your life. Oh, let yourself feel it. Oh, it feels so good. And now, to the third chakra, out comes a beam of glorious yellow light following your channel to your third chakra. And let yourself open and feel this beam come now into your third chakra. Ah, oh, yes. Yes, the power, the will, the determination, the strength, the centeredness. Ah. And as you enjoy that, out comes through the resonant strings of your heart, comes beautiful green from there, expansive, huge, beautiful beam of light, green, sparkling, and touches your heart with incredible love and acceptance. letting yourself open to the love. Your dear one, you are so loved. You are so loved, you have no idea how much love there is around you, how much love the rest of your crew holds for you. While you've been living in this one room of your palace, everyone has been holding the resonance of your whole palace for you with so much love, and they are so delighted to be able to touch you. And now coming to your throat now, a beautiful, incredible blue, sparkling, coming to touch your throat, a sense of will and mastery of the physical plane, a sense of expression of who you are, to be able to speak your truth and your beauty and your profound wisdom, to share it with the world, to make your mark, your impact in the world. And then to your third eye, another beam coming out of your future self's third eye, out from more than just for your future self, from the destiny future, the vision of the new reality coming to connect with your third eye. Dear one, do not feel limited if you do not get the vision of the new reality paradigm at this moment. It's all right, but feel a sense that the future is touching you. Your destiny is calling you. You have chosen such. It is here for you. Your destiny is calling. Connecting. And at last, a beautiful final beam of light coming to the crown of your head, to the top of your head. Letting yourself feel the gates of connection with your divine gifts opening. Gifts, your intuitions, your talents, your attributes, your talents of spiritual awareness and awakening. Your knowing. Your grand acceptance and perception and conception of who you really are. Connected now, root chakra grounding you into the future, crown chakra connecting you with your future self and with all those in your team to give through there to you, to this wondrous and phenomenally indefinable destiny future that calls you, that pulls you, and you can begin to feel now the pull. The pull, the pull. It looks like it's coming closer. No, you're coming closer to it. And as you come closer to it, your receiving room is even getting huger and huger and expanding to receive this incredible future. It's beyond your capacity to know at this moment. But let yourself open to the greatest degree that you can. Let the destiny future enter your receiving room now. Entering the river of light. Entering a room that no longer seems to have any limits. A room limitless. A room that holds the whole world. And in this moment, let yourself recognize that this is you. You are this expansive. You are this magnificent. This is a reality you have co-created with everyone of your team. You, the master, the magician, the supervisor of the project, you, the director, you, the point person, the ground crew, you, the key, the pivotal key person in this reality change, in this ascension. Own that you are this big, dear one. You are more than your reality. Yes, you. More than your reality. And let yourself feel the resonance throughout your very being. So well that you could remember it. If someone said, well, what did it feel like? You're having a chat with a friend. You could say, oh, it's indescribable, but it feels something like this. And you touch them with an expansive, loving, free, powerful light, bright, undiminished, unlimited self. And they all go, oh yeah, cool. Because you have, dear ones, touched your oneness. Your oneness. And now you're going to bring this back, this memory, this resonance with you, back into your world. Back into your daily mundane life, to lift it, to expand it, to open up the opportunities, to open up your mission, to open up your destiny in ways you've never allowed yourself before. Know that this is true. Know that this is real and good and true for you. We're going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll be back in the room, aware of your body, and your eyes will open, bringing this energy back to a reality that has already changed since you left. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 now. Coming back into the room now, aware of your body, letting yourself gently, gently open your eyes, gently let yourself move a little bit, you know, flex your fingers, wiggle your toes, stretch just a little bit. Blink, breathe, dear ones. Ground, come back here, breathe. Breathe in, and when you breathe out, breathe energy through your feet into the ground. And then when you breathe in now, breathe in energy through the ground, into your feet and up to your head. And then when you breathe out, send the energy out of your head to above you, to your higher self. And you're back, ready to go in a new reality, tailor-made just for you. A reality that is safe enough, because it's yours, to claim, to play with, to change, to expand, to own in any way that you wish, and to step into a destiny that you have put into motion, that you initiated millennia ago, thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago, coming into culmination. You at your pivotal place, ready, ready to move forward. It has been our pleasure working with you. We'll be glad to work with you again in any chance or any opportunity that we have. And we send our absolute greatest loving wishes and hopes for you as you move forward into your destiny future, as you let it pull you into your new life, to be with you, to laugh with you, and assist you whenever you would like and ask. Thank you, dear one. Thank you all. And we close now. Farewell.